You're listening to the sounds of KPAF AM 890, broadcasting from the top of Scorpion Hill, serving Springwell, Nevada, and the men and women of Filer Air Force Base. This is Nick Charles with your late night news and event updates. Today was a beautiful Sunday in Springwell with a high of 81 as residents played with their dogs and barbecued in the lush green grass of Parkside Manor Central Playgrounds. It was one of those blue sky days that makes you appreciate good friends and how much you cherish them while you still have them. The Springwell Fire Department temporarily blocked parts of Main Street today as large loads of debris from Thursday's fire were removed from the old library site. The department also announced that their annual charity softball game will be next Sunday at Roon Field. You can sign up to play by stopping by the department office. Proceeds will benefit Springfield Elementary. If you need to stock up for the summer, head on over to Shotgun Sam's this week. Their spring cleaning sale will be marking off a ton of great supplies for your family getaway. And of course, in honor of recent passing of our friend Luke McKnight, Moonlighter's Bar will be offering all-day happy hour from Monday to Thursday next week. It was really such a great day today. It's so nice to get back to normal after such a sad and chaotic week. Life can really change quickly, can it, folks? So remember, take time to appreciate your friends, your town, your neighbors. When things are good, it's so easy to take it for granted. Filer Air Force Base has released a 15-page document providing details explaining last week's strange weather events. The phenomena is described as common for hot desert environments by military weather researchers. The report states that certain types of intense dust storms are carried on atmospheric gravity currents and can generate their own electrical storms. It continues, these electrical storms can produce powerful supercells, and the ball lightning that was confused for unidentified aircraft lights the night of the first storm. There you have it, folks. We live in the desert. Rare though it may be, we have freaky weather just like everyone else. And I know some of you out there fear the government or worry that something is being hidden from the public, but sometimes things just happen. I jotted something down at Moonlighter's this afternoon. It was just me and that musty old bar, and it felt a little cold for such a warm day. I thought I'd share it in memory of Luke. And it goes a little like this. Okay, we bring nothing into the world. But our dead leave with less. Because hope is ours when we begin, but in our end, emptiness. Okay, got it. Pull yourself together. Here's a new song. Then we'll take a couple of calls if anyone is listening out there. Thank you. always hate Sunday nights. It means Monday morning's almost here. How do you fight the Monday blues? Our lines are open. Oh, we've got our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Don't pee on my boots and tell me it's raining, Nick.
I'll try not to. But I'm surprised to hear from you, GM. Everything's getting back to normal in Springwell. What are you doing here?
Normal? Your town's electrical infrastructure nearly collapses. You lose your friend, and the military base blames Babu and ball lightning. You think that's normal, Nick? This is how they start controlling your mind. It starts with lies, and then they start...
I've had enough of you talking about Luke. It's your end-of-the-world conspiracies. If they keep you up at night in your rat-infested bunker, so be it. But stop calling my show and connecting your paranoia to my friend.
Nick. You're gonna blacklist me? Go right ahead. It's not gonna stop what's coming. Do you know how I found your 2-bit, 15-minute public access show? You think I'm into... public service announcements from One Stop Light Town? You think I can't listen to almost any show on the planet with my setup? It's the signals, Nick. The ham radio. The electromagnetic interference. Some sort of microwave obstruction. I was there last week, blinding all my equipment, and lo and behold, I find you crying about lights in the sky and electrical storms. And it's starting up again right now, Nicky. It's just like Canada in 06. They don't tell you this, Nicky. They don't tell you about the RF interference before those circles appear in the crops. It's all explained away. It's all covered up.
Wait. You said it won't stop what's coming. What are you talking about?
Like I said, the signal started again late last night. Only this time I was prepared. I know where they're coming from. It's Zephaniah Labs out on Ellison's Drive. They're pushing out massive waves of signals. That's how it started last time, Nick. Very powerful signals. Pulses get closer together until it's a steady stream. It's like they're warming up an engine. And when that engine's warm, you'll see those storms come. Mark my words. You'll see those lights. And they're coming soon, Nicky boy.
So now you're predicting the weather, GM?
I'm predicting a breakdown, Nick. They're doing something massive.
GM? Are you there? Looks like we lost you, GM. Your story was just getting good. Hey, you're calling back. You're on the air.
Nicky, it's Hattie Mae. I just wanted to say that I am sorry about what happened to Luke. I know how close you two were back when you two would get on the bus together every morning for school.
Aw, thank you, Miss May. It's been a rough few days, and I appreciate it.
I know, sweetie. And we have all been going through some tough times. What can we do when we lose something we love? You can't just replace a good friend. Or good tacos.
Wait, what?
Leroy has been missing Lupita, and Raul just hasn't budged on his taco policy. You gotta get down to business and make things right, Raul. I mean, Nicky!
Thanks for your concern, Miss May. Hopefully we can all move forward from our tragedies. Hi, you're on the air.
Nick, it's Colonel Blanchard. Got to listen to your little show tonight, and I want to reassure everyone that might be listening that coup calling infamous Spartak is greatly mistaken. I happen to work closely with the great people at Zephaniah Labs, and I can assure you that there are no tinfoil hat experiments being conducted there. Zephaniah Labs' primary function is to produce PPE equipment like face masks for our servicemen on the base. In times of instability, it's very important to stay vigilant regarding this information. It is my hope that you will no longer provide those type of calls on a platform to spread their paranoid theories.
Thank you very much for calling, Colonel. I've been trying to tell that guy that... Are we having another storm? Isn't that weird?
There's another dust storm, Nick. As we reported today, there have been some unexpected weather patterns leading to harmless electrical storms. There's nothing to worry about.
Harmless, Colonel? The town almost completely lost power last week, and one of our residents died. Isn't that something we should be worried about?
I understand you lost a friend. That was a tragic accident. Mr. McKnight was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But Springwell's electrical grid needed to be upgraded decades ago. That storm gave us an excellent opportunity to update very old equipment. You won't have those problems anymore.
Colonel, it looks like that storm is brewing out in the direction of the labs. Luke lived and died a few miles from there. Are you sure there's no connection?
Don't get yourself confused by Luke's name. The lab happens to be near the dam. And as our report explained, the water in the dam can cause temperature differences that lead to conditions conducive to electrical storms.
But I thought you said it was dust storms.
Unable to understand the comprehensive report provided by our scientists, perhaps you can ask someone a bit prior to the transient